Federal marijuana decriminalization and the high price of insulin. Both were on the agenda of the House of Representatives Thursday under a rule allowing debate on both measures.
I tell my friends on the other side of the aisle that we can walk and chew gum at the same time.
Representative Sheila Jackson Lee is a Democrat from Texas. She spoke during the floor debate on the Marijuana Opportunity Reinvestment and Expungement Act, or MORE Act, as well as the Affordable Insulin Now Act.
Thousands of men and women have suffered needlessly from the federal criminalization of marijuana with mandatory minimums, particularly black and brown. So all these persons incarcerated need to be able to be constructive, but they're in there on the false war on drugs. I support both the insulin bill and the MORE Act.
Democrat Ed Perlmutter of Colorado presented the MORE Act for debate. He noted that 47 states have allowed some kind of access to marijuana for either medical use, recreation, or both.
It is clear prohibition is over. Today we have an opportunity to chart a new path forward on federal cannabis policy that actually makes sense. The MORE Act is about justice, safety, equity, and states' rights. The bill would decriminalize cannabis at the federal level by removing the substance from the Controlled Substances Act. But the bill does not force a state to legalize any form of cannabis. It is still up to the states to set their own policy.
Besides ending federal criminal penalties, the MORE Act would also allow expungement of nonviolent marijuana convictions. It has support from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who calls it one of the most important criminal justice reforms in recent years. Mary Gay Scanlon is a Democrat from Pennsylvania.
This will allow veterans to use medicinal cannabis without losing their VA benefits. It will allow legal businesses to access financial services. It will allow scientists and government agencies to research cannabis. And it will not prevent states from regulating or even criminalizing misuse of cannabis. More importantly, the MORE Act includes a comprehensive package of criminal justice reforms to give a second chance to those whose lives have been upended by the excesses of the war on drugs.
Republican lawmakers spoke in opposition to the bill, raising issues like gas prices, the Keystone XL oil pipeline, and the Green New Deal, as well as more specific complaints.
What happens if an illegal immigrant is arrested for driving under the influence of marijuana?
Michelle Fishback is a Republican from Minnesota.
We could be working on lowering gas prices, tackling the snowballing federal debt, or addressing the inflation affecting every American today. But instead, I guess the majority wants us to get as high as today's gas prices and spend tax dollars on pot stores.
The rule on that bill won approval on a party-line vote of 219 to 202, setting the stage for a final vote on Friday. Next came the other measure to cap insulin prices. That was originally part of the Build Back Better Act, but that bill is languishing in the Senate. The U.S. has the highest insulin prices among developed countries. The Affordable Insulin Now Act would cap the price for Medicare and private insurance patients at $35 a month. Rashida Tlaib is a Democrat from Michigan.
The bill is not the complete fix, Mr. Speaker. And we must do more to help our uninsured and so many who are hurt and getting sicker and even dying because of corporate greed and monopolies of Big Pharma. This bill, again, is the beginning and reining in corporate greed and putting people over profits. I urge my colleagues to support this bill.
Al Green is a Democrat from Texas.
Mr. Speaker, in the richest country in the world, we cannot allow health care to become wealth care. Available to those who can afford it. Mr. Speaker, this is why I support H.R. 6833, the Affordable Insulin Now Act, because diabetes can kill and insulin can save lives if you can get it.
Republicans also blasted that measure. Virginia Fox is a Republican from North Carolina.
Trusting the Washington bureaucracy to manage drug pricing and distribution is a mistake. This legislation would be the largest expansion of federal control over Americans' private health insurance since Obamacare. We must stop the federal government from wedging its foot in the door of our health care system and moving us one step closer to a socialist single-payer system like Medicare for all.
The insulin bill passed on a mostly party-line vote of 232 to 193. Both bills face an uncertain future in the narrowly divided Senate. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.